Milwaukee Public Schools would build up its art, music, and Phy-Ed programs under the proposed budget for the next school year. Many urban districts have been forced to axe those softer subjects in response to declining enrollment and public funding. Denise Calloway is MPS's Executive Director of Community Engagement. She told WUWM's Aaron Toner about plans to add dozens of new art, music, and gym teachers and where the district must find savings.
We know that art, music, and physical education aren't extra things that children get. They're important parts of a well-rounded education. This year, for the coming school year, we'll be adding 50 new teachers as part of the FY15 budget. That will have a net increase of 142 art, music, and physical education positions over the past 3 years. We're also going to be adding a school support teacher in every school, grades kindergarten through 12th grade. Those teachers are really designed to really help us improve instruction. They'll be working directly with educators in their classrooms and really seeking out ways in which we can find and improve upon excellence in teaching in our classrooms.
Now, the budget, I understand, cuts overall spending by nearly 3%. So where are the major cuts?
Well, it's really not cutting. It's beginning to see, continuing to see some improvements in what we have been able to do as it relates to our benefits packages. That's one of the things that we've really been able to do that has really saved the district some additional dollars. And that's one of the things that really does help.
So what you're saying is the district is spending less on wages and benefits?
Well, what we've been able to do is we've been able to restructure some of our benefit pieces, and that really has allowed us to focus more dollars into the classroom. So let me give you an example. When we took a look at what we were doing in 2010, we were spending about 80 cents out of every dollar directly on classroom instruction. We've been able, because of some of the changes that we've made, to increase that to 87 cents of every dollar that's going directly into classrooms and classroom instruction.
Just to be clear, are teachers and school district employees going to be paying more for their benefits?
When we restructured the benefit changes, some of that came through contract work that we did. Some of that came through Act 10. There are additional dollars that all employees are now paying towards their benefits, yes.
I see this budget would also cut spending in every department of the central office. So does that mean layoffs?
There is a 5% spending cut in central services that really is designed to continue to put additional resources into schools. What that means is we really have to sit down and we'll be evaluating our priorities to determine what services we offer now that we either have to reduce, eliminate, or change in some way to live within those dollars that we have now in central services.
You're saying now that layoffs are not an option.
That's not something that we're taking a look at now. You have to remember that we've gone through a process where we've had a number of retirements and other things that have happened that really have allowed us to kind of naturally take a look at those things that we need to be able to do without resorting to that.
Under this budget, MPS would also spend more on behavioral health services. Now, does that mean social workers or counselors in schools?
Well, what we really want to be able to do with that is to take a look at what kind of services students need. We know that if students are struggling with behavioral health issues, that impacts not only school climate, but also a student's academic outcome. So what we'll be doing is taking a look at ways in which we can identify supports that are needed, particularly for our youngest students, and then work to provide those services.
Denise Calloway is Executive Director of Community Engagement for the Milwaukee Public Schools. She spoke with WUWM's Aaron Toner. The MPS Board will hold a public hearing on the 2014 district budget Thursday night.